evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. And glad to see everyone out. You know, we're going to go to the Lord with a song. And we're going to honor and praise Him tonight.
Amen.
Number 243.
Pray that our piano player, him gets doing better and get to come back and be with us.
Chapter 16. Verse 15. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. You know, that's all I have to read tonight. And you know, I'm watching for you. I remember a time that I wasn't watching for him. But, you know, I don't consider myself a very smart man. You know, but the simplest verses in the Bible helps me.
Yes.
You know, that's what keeps me going. So, you know, the Lord's going to teach me more and more. I know He will.
Amen.
But the simple stuff, you know, everybody knows what a thief's out to do.
That's right.
You know, he's out to steal. And he's not going to do it while you're watching. You know, the Lord's going to come back.
Amen.
He's going to come back. And if you're not watching for him,
it's too bad, buddy.
It's too late then. So I'm just so thankful that he gave me the opportunity to turn my life around.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And if you're here tonight and you're lost, he's giving you an opportunity right now to turn your life around.
Right.
And if you just hear my voice, this is your opportunity. You know, it is by God's power. It's not my power or anybody else's power.
That's right.
By God's power. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
We got to singing this today while we was Walking.
We took our walk today after lunch, and he has a bad hip and bad knee, but he always wants to go. He enjoys it so much, he always wants to go, so we go along, and it's uphills and downhills, and we went up that last hill, and I said, let's sing a song. He said, is the one with the words that walking back down is easier? I said, yes, as a matter of fact, there is. And I don't know if we've ever sung this up here or not. It's been a long time. Y'all pray for us. But... you guys help me, right?
Yeah.
I spent some time all my years walking up Calvary's hill. And I'm so glad there's a cross that I can go to when I have a need to be filled. The trips that I've made are all worth the climb, 'cause at the top is Jesus the Lamb. He trades all my cares I have brought to the cross. The victory's carried back down. I've spent a lot of time at Calvary, kneeling before the Lamb. His blood makes everything whiter than snow. When I come just as I am, and as I am walking back down Calvary's hill, my feet are not touching the ground. For the heart that was burdened on my way up is shouting victory walking back down. When I walk up the hill to Calvary, the reasons are different each time. I may need forgiveness just to be lifted up, or I might need healing divine. As I walk up the hill with my load of despair and lay it down at the feet of the Lamb, for the heart that was burdened on my way up is shouting victory walking back down. I've spent a lot of time at Calvary, kneeling before the Lamb. His blood makes everything whiter than snow. When I come just as I am, but as I am walking back down Calvary's hill, my feet are not touching the ground. For the heart that was burdened on my way up is shouting victory walking back down. For the heart that was burdened on my way up, shouting victory, walking back down.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I spent a lot of time at Calvary and you. Not really actually at the place, but through the eye of faith. And thinking today, just meditating on God and the Word of God. And I wonder tonight where your faith's going to take you. I hope it'll take you to heaven one day.
Amen.
Faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And by it the elders obtained a good report.
Amen.
By faith Moses forsook Egypt, rather suffer the afflictions of the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And Moses led them out in unbelief. And a lot of different things kept them from entering in. Thank God, God raised somebody up to take them on a cross. Faith will take you somewhere, guys.
Amen. Does anyone else have anything tonight? Not a more.
All three.
Turn your Bible to the book of Joshua. I thought about this a lot while I was walking today. Not a lot, but a lot. But Joshua chapter number 6. And tonight, if you'll stand in the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you're physically able, thank you, brother. Pray tonight the Lord help us. We'd say something or that make a difference in your life and encourage you and give you strength. And He will if we just take His Word and apply it to our hearts and our lives. But we look here tonight at a place in people's lives that they got to a stopping point. They got to a place where they needed to go forward, but there was something there in front of them. And we as the people of God, we'll always, hopefully we want to go forward, but most of the time there'll always be something there in front of us to hinder us. There was a wall here that was, history teaches, that it was 13, 14 foot high, several feet thick, a big wall that no way that a man could get through. And the Bible teaches us that the Jericho was fenced straightly. They was inside them walls. None went out and none come in. But God said, we're going somewhere. But anyway, in the sixth chapter of Joshua, I'm going to read one verse tonight. And in the help of the Lord, we want to share some things with you. But in Joshua chapter 6, verse number 20, the Bible said, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. You may be seated tonight, but let's look here tonight just for a few minutes in the Word of God and think about what's going on right here. You see there that we talked to you a little bit about there in the Word of God in the first part of this chapter here. We see there that Jericho had securely shut itself up, and nobody went in and nobody went out. And he said, Joshua, he said, I've given you this city. But he said, there's some things you're going to have to do to be able to take this city. And the Bible tells us that God told him, he said, what I want you to do, he said, I want the armed men to go out and the Ark of the Covenant and the trumpets. He said, I want you to circle that wall one time every day for 6 days. And in the seventh day, I want you to circle it seven times. And I just read to you there. And the Bible said that God, when He began to make ready and get this to where that the people could go forward, there was a wall there. And God said, it's yours. The city's yours. You can take it. And the Bible said that Joshua got all of them together there, the men of war and the armed men, and got them in ready and got them in place, and the seven priests that bear the ark, and the seven trumpets of rams, ram's horn. And the Bible said, the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times, and the priest will blow the trumpet. But let's look here at what he's doing right here, what he's getting ready for. I mean, I don't know exactly how long or how big this wall was, but I believe history teaches maybe that it maybe took about 20. I mean, I don't know how slow or how fast they walked, but it took about 20 minutes to walk around that wall, 20 or 30 minutes. And if you think about this tonight, you're the armed men. The Bible said you're the seven priests and then the ark and the seven rams and the horns, and picture this in your mind. Here they are right here beginning to walk around that wall city. Now the Bible said in verse 5, he said, and it came to pass that when they made a long blast with the ram's horn and the men of, and then when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all you people shall shout a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down, and people shall ascend every every man straight before it. But look here at verse number 10, where we're going to spline over this tonight. And verse 10 said, and Joshua commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day that I bid you to shout, then you shall shout. And now think about this tonight, as here we are, and they got up one day, and they begin to walk around that city. Now listen tonight, brother, you can't tell me that on the inside of that wall, history even teaches that they had, that the wall was so big that there was some maybe chariot races and different things that happened on top of that wall. There was a lot of things, brother, that pertained to that wall. Now here we are tonight out here. Maybe it takes us 20, 30 minutes to walk around that wall. And brother, those men of God there, the priest and the horns and the trumpets. And think about this tonight. Think about the wall city that we're in tonight. Think about the things that keeps us from getting where God wants us to be. But I say tonight here in the Word of God, when I hear the sound of a trumpet, brother, it does something to me. I've done funerals all over this country and military funerals and been carried little shoe boxes, little babies in them and all different kinds. But when you do a military funeral, there's somebody there that plays what's called taps. And when that horn begins to blow, brother, I begin to think about those that have lost their lives, brother, for our freedom and our liberty. And I read there in the book of Hebrews, I believe it was, there that how that some of them, brother, the old prophets and the old men of God, brother, how they went about, and brother, in the caves and in the wilderness and different places, some of them sawed in sunder, some of them boiled in oil, some of them, brother, in all kind of different ways, to destroy God and God's word. But brother, I'm telling you tonight, by the authority of the Word of God, have they going to be a horn sound one day? That the dead's going to come out of the ground. Have the dead in Christ shall rise, and we'll be caught up together to meet them in the air. And now let's get back to the wall, marching around that thing. And here, how'd you like to be on the inside of that wall, looking out? How'd you like to be? Listen, Rahab the harlot, as she was in there, as she hid the spies, she hid them. Brother, God made a way for her and her family because she hid them. But I believe tonight, brother, the warning was going out. I believe they know something was going to take place. I believe they know that people, brother, they persevered the first day. And they walked around that city, never said a word. And they just marched on toward the victory that was before them. I'm going to tell you something tonight, guys. Don't give up. Help's on the way. Don't give up just because it's dark. Don't give up just because that your heart's overwhelmed within you. I tell you tonight, beloved, help us by the grace of God to march on toward the city of God. Here they got up one morning. They marched around that wall. Never said a word. And the Bible said they got up the next day and done the very same thing. They marched around that city, didn't say a word. Think about the horns are blowing. Think about the ark. Think about the Word of God. Think about it tonight. We don't need to hear nothing today other than the horn and the Word of God. And blow the horn, sound the alarm. Paul said to the church of Corinth, he said the horn's got to have a distinction about it. And brother, when the horns are blowing, it lets the enemy know that we're on the march and on our way to the victory that just lies behind the wall. Here we are the third day now. We get up. Here we go, marching around the wall. They say you can walk a mile in 20 minutes. Maybe it was a little bit farther than a mile around that wall, around that fenced city. A mile don't. I walk anywhere from 8 to 12 miles a day, every day. 13,000, 16,000 steps, and I just those halls at the nursing home, 200 foot long that way, 200 foot that way, 200 foot that way, 200 foot that way. And I had a lot of time when I'm up there, and I go to walking around them halls and looking for somebody on the floor, looking for water to come in through the roof. Hey, tonight, I told you about the phones this morning, texting, driving. The only reason I've got them in here is from I'm watching for water, watching for that danger in the nursing home, being ready to be a help. And the only reason I got the other one is to keep the roof from falling in on you and sounding the trumpet and letting you know that God has signs on his way. Just march on. You don't have to say nothing for a day or two, but they come a time in our life we need to give God praise and honor and shout the victory.
Amen.
Done that 6 days. 6 days the enemy said, well, they done that yesterday, they're not going to do nothing. They done the same thing day before yesterday, they ain't going to do nothing. But wonder what they thought that seventh day when they got up and walked around it seven times. Wonder what they thought when they walked around it before and they walked around it once and they stopped, didn't say nothing. Walked around it again, stopped and didn't say nothing. Walked around it again, stopped and didn't say nothing. Walked around it, stopped again, didn't say nothing. Walked around it again, stopped and didn't say nothing. I walked around it again, stopped and didn't say nothing. And all of a sudden, the seventh day, they got up very early in the morning and they began to walk around the city. And that enemy said, right there is where they check out. But all of a sudden, boys, they just kept on marching. And they kept on marching. They didn't do it one time. They didn't do it twice. And they marched around it seven times. According to that, what the Bible's saying. I tell you what it is, beloved. We preached it this morning. Yonder at Pentecost, there was seven little churches established in Asia by the old men of God. And when perseverance and trouble and trials abound and tried to keep them down, you know what they done? Hey, Silas, let's just keep marching. Hey, Peter, get back up here. Let's just keep marching. March on in the army of God. We're warriors of God and of Christ. Don't give up. Don't quit. Just keep on marching.
Amen.
They went around it five times. What's going on? What's taking place? They went around it six times. The enemy might begin to get a little nervous. Anyway, you reckon somebody might have come down off of that wall and went in there and told the king. Went in there and told the leaders, I don't know what's going on out here. Them people ain't stopping today. I don't know what's going on right now, but them people ain't stopping today. Hey, I mean, I know we've been down a long road from this virus. I know we've suffered loss. I know how we've been through right smart, and everybody has. And the devil's crushed a lot of families and a lot of churches and a lot of homes. But I tell you tonight, beloved, I say victory's on the way. I say praise God. And that devil's the same. We've got them. They're about ready to quit. They'll throw in the towel. But that sixth day they marched. And the seventh day they marched. All of a sudden, buddy, they begin to sound the trumpet and begin to blow. And you know what happened? People used to shout under this kind of preaching. People used to rejoice in the Lord because the walls of this life would be torn down by the sound of the trumpet of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I remember reading our one time Gideon. There's a lot of had a foul, had a bunch of them. He said, who's going to go with me? He said, take them down here at the water. And they took them down there, and them that drank out and looking around while they keep an eye out while they were watching. There they was, I believe, the Midianites down there. Down there in the valley. And old Gideon said, boys, I tell you what. He said, I want you to do like I do.
And the Bible said he took them and broke them up in groups of 50. I believe it was 200, wasn't he? I mean, 50 here, 50 here, 50 here, 50 here, 50 here. He said, I tell you what I want you to do, fellas. He said, don't do nothing. Don't say nothing. He said, but that light you've got under that glass, he said, just do as I do. And brother, you know what happened? Brother, when they had the enemy surrounded, just like Jericho, when they had the enemy surrounded down in the valley, and they broke the glass and let her shine and said, the God of Gideon. And I'll tell you, brother, that enemy realized it was surrounded. It don't take 100 to get the job done. It just takes a few that'll trust in God and break their glass and let their light shine. And brother, shout the victory when the horn's blown and the walls will begin to come down. I think about this a lot, guys. I preached a lot over the years. Nehemiah was just a regular man. He looked up there one day, cupbearer of the king. Went in there one day. He said, Nehemiah, what's the matter with you? Your countenance is down. He said, I'll tell you what's wrong with me. He decided to receive news that the walls have been torn down. And people are in distress down there. That old king said, I want to grant you a space and give you some time to go down there. I believe old Nehemiah went down there and got the people stirred up, excited about the things of God and the work of God. They began to work on that wall. Some of them worked. Some of them held the sword and watched their back. I believe history will teach you, or even the Bible said, I believe it is, in 52 days they've done a work. Hey, tonight, when God's in the arrangement, it don't take too long. When God's in the arrangement, things will begin to happen. Hey, if we'll experience the things of God, just believe God, trust in God, and the walls of our lives will begin to come down right before us. Just march on. If we'll keep marching, I'll keep blowing the trumpet and sounding it by the grace of God. And we'll keep going. When the sinners and the neighbors say they're thrown in the town, just march on, beloved.
Amen.
I've thought a lot about this. The enemy walking around them walls. Nobody's saying nothing. The enemy walking around them walls and not saying nothing. Wouldn't you wonder what was on their mind? Wouldn't you wonder tonight that we might just be thinking about the scripture like where God said, just be still and know that I'm God. Yeah. I mean, boys, there's times, boy, you get in a place in your life and there'll be a wall that's 13, 14 foot high, 6 or 8 foot thick. I mean, a big old wall that's impossible to get around. God's going to say this right here. Hey, Joshua, you remember when we led the children across the sea yonder and I parted the waters. Hey, Moses, blowed the horn with that rod. And brother, when he did, the waters parted thither and hither. And you know what the Bible said? That God's youngins went across on dry ground. Wonder what they was saying as they crossed. Wonder what they was thinking that they got as they crossed. But I can't help it tonight but to think when they got almost down yonder to the end of that thing, and maybe they got excited, and maybe they begin to say, hey, we're going to make it. And thank God tonight, we'll make it one day if we'll keep marching on.
Amen.
You know what the Egyptians done? They tried it and they sank. There's a lot of things you can do without God, but you won't last without him.
Amen.
You'll wear out. Your body will wear out. And you'll get tired along the journey. I get tired along the journey, Buck. I get discouraged along the journey. But I see the Lord everywhere I look. Every day, there's two geese God sends over the house. Little say, there's me and you. They'll be a honking. They'll be applying just like them geese. I preached it 100 times over the years. We're just like a foal. We're in the family of God. We're the sheep of His pasture. We're on a flight going somewhere. And those geese, when they fly in a V, and there's a leader out there doing the honking and the flapping his wings. And every time you flap, it gives an updrift to the one that's behind you. It makes it just a little bit easier. Maybe these times in your life that you can't shout. Hey, you might not shout the third time, the fourth time, the fifth time, the sixth time. But by the grace of God, on the seventh time, when the horn's blown and the trumpet is blown, and the people of God that had been quiet for miles and hours walking around, they said, and now it's time to shout the victory in God. I don't know about you. I don't know when it'll be, but I'll be glad when we can have a mask burning.
Amen.
I will. I don't know when it'll be, Donnie, but I'll be glad when we can have us an old-fashioned mask burning. You remember yonder, I believe it was Apostle Paul was a-preaching down there with to that great goddess Diana. Diana, the goddess of Ephesus. Maybe them little trinkets down there, but right in the back of that, the Bible said people began to get saved. And they brought all their books of craft and all their things. And the Bible said they burned them. And I forget how many $1 million it would be in today's market of all the books that they burned. But I'll tell you one thing, guys. By the grace of God, when we get to shout the victory of this wall that we're getting through, hey, maybe tonight you're having trouble. Just be still and walk. Just be still and walk. Maybe you're getting discouraged. Just be still and walk. But by the grace of God, one day, guys, we'll have us a mass burning. The walls of this mess will come down. And we'll enjoy the things of God again.
Amen.
Let me tell you something tonight. Jesus told them this right here. He said when he was called the green tree. He said, if you can't rejoice while the green tree's here, like you for parable and tonight, not exactly what the Bible said, but it means this. I'm here, I'm the green tree. I'm the one that's got the life. I'm the one that giveth life. He said, what are you going to do with the dry tree? Psalms 11:3 said, if the foundations be done away with, what will the righteous do? I tell you, by the grace of God, what we'll do, we'll just be quiet and march. We'll be quiet and march. And every now and then, He'll bless us with a good old-fashioned service one morning, one night, and we'll shout the victories. Why is that? And there'll be walls come down in our lives. I could say a lot of things about some of the people in here that's faced walls and had walls and got walls. But I'm still looking, Patsy. I'm still looking, Donnie. I'm still looking, Bill. I'm still looking, Sue. I'm still looking for the walls to come down.
Amen.
We can shout the victory of the glory of God.
Amen.
It's good to know the Lord tonight. It's good to have Him deep down in your heart. I don't want to end up in hell. I don't want to see your family lost and undone without God. I want to see them saved. God's not the God of separation. God's a God of reconciliation. I mean, the gospel will separate people. I know one thing, believing the truth and marching for God, He'll bring people together. And the more people you got marching, the more tracks you can make around the wall. And by the grace of God, church, just keep on marching. Keep on persevering. And if you will, one day, you might not now, but just around the corner, maybe at the dawning of the day, it may be in the cockcrow, but by the grace of God, you'll get to shout one day. I've heard this before over the years. People have lost their tears and got their tears back. People have lost their testimony and got their testimony back. Lost their shout and got their shout back. Can you imagine we'd all get it all back together at the same time? Lord, have mercy. What a shout. What a voice. What a ministry. What a joy it'd be. to see the people of God just obeying the Lord and minding the Lord, worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, magnifying Him and glorifying Him, lifting Him up, because He's what it's all about. Every building you build, I was looking at pictures today, we had an open field down here, and then we had a little pavilion, little pictures that Ashley gave us, and the next thing you know, you built this, next thing you know, you're building that, next thing you know what you're doing, you're marching on. You ain't making a big scene out of it, but you're doing it for what? To give God honor and praise and glory, that's due unto His name. March on, church, and by the grace of God, we'll get there. And when we get there, and God sounds a big horn, let's give Him praise and honor and glory. Shout the victory of God. Well, I love this story. Jericho was shut up. Nobody went out, nobody went in. And I'd say when they went to marching around it, I'd say you couldn't allow them to come out. Probably got afraid, wondering what's going on. Maybe people in the communities are wondering what's going on down Lick Creek. I don't know. When I'm looking for the walls to come down and the shout go out, the message begin to reach the lost. And some of them will say, well, we hear the Lord's with you down there. Can we come be with you? I say, yeah, just come on. We'd love to have you. Get in here and march with us. I may get like Moses sometimes. I may need somebody to slide a rock under me, and I know what that is, and hold my arms up. I may get tired sometimes, and the Philistine may win. But if you'll honor God and honor His word, hold us up in prayer. God will help us here at the creek. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boy, I feel like preaching, but I feel like quitting too. You ain't got the message by now, a porcupine walked through and you wouldn't get the point, as Lion Smith would say. But listen, guys, don't give up. Don't give in. Just keep marching. Just keep marching on. And by the grace of God, we'll shout together one day. Buford, come up here and play a little something on that piano, will you? And on every head bowed and every eye closed tonight, you study about what I've feel like the Lord gave me this morning, and He just kept adding to it today. And we'll tell you something tonight, church. This altar is always open to anybody that wants to pray. If you're struggling in your life, you're having trouble, cast all of your cares upon me, for I careth for you. You're tonight. I don't know if you've never been saved, maybe you backslid, don't know where you're at. If you want to come, pick your cross up. We'll pray with you, we'll pray for you. You're tonight going through a battle. You feel like talking to the Lord on an old-fashioned altar, this one's open. It's always open. I've had people come pray while I preach. I'll tell you one thing, guys. We'll seek out the old paths and walk therein. We'll find rest to our soul. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, as Buford plays softly, and we ask you tonight, God, by your power and your spirit, Lord, you take this message, Lord, use it for your honor and your glory. Nothing of us, God, but giving you honor and glory. The great God of our salvation that loved us, gave yourself for us. Lord, I pray tonight, God, we do what we can, Lord, to lift you up. I know, Lord, sometimes we're quiet and have to march around the city and not say nothing. Lord, there'll be times in our lives and times in our service, God, that we'll get to feel that wheel inside that wheel. Lord, just can't contain it. We'll praise you and worship you. Lord, if we'll lift you up, you said you'd draw all men to you. We love you tonight with all of our heart. Touch every heart, every life, every home represented here. We ask you, dear God, to go with us. Keep us safe. Bless tonight, Lord, as only you can. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for all that you do. For it's in Jesus' precious, humble name we do pray. Amen and amen. Anybody have anything tonight spiritual for we? Hope it's been a good place to be for you. Hope you've got some strength and some help, some encouragement. And the Word of God, I never will forget this. But in 2000, I don't know if it was